And as Eleanor just told Renee, the government in Kiev says the world is with them and not with Russia. Let's bring in NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson into this conversation. She's in Berlin. She's been monitoring European reaction to the vote in Crimea. And Soraya, as we mentioned, the EU, like the United States, threatening sanctions against Russia. EU foreign ministers are actually meeting today to draw some up and take a vote. What exactly are these sanctions?
They involve targeted sanctions aimed at certain Russian officials and pro-Moscow leaders in Ukraine, who the Europeans are blaming for this crisis. And if Russia doesn't enter into dialogue with the new Ukrainian government and stop stirring up these pro-Russian elements in Ukraine's east and south, more sweeping sanctions will likely be imposed by EU leaders who will meet in Brussels on Thursday. Because the concern here isn't just what happened with Crimea, but that Russia may have far more sweeping territorial ambitions and that they'll try and force other parts of Ukraine to secede.
Well, have these European leaders, ministers, gotten any sort of reaction from the Russian government in response to the threat of these sanctions?
Well, they aren't budging as far as we can see. Officials in Russia are threatening a tit-for-tat approach, saying that they'll impose their own sanctions on the West if sanctions are imposed on them. So you have many businesses and economic officials across Europe who are worrying that this growing list of sanctions are going to hurt not only Russia, but Europe.
Well, what could the impact be? I mean, not just on Russia, but on Europe. How could this affect Europeans?
Many economists say that Russia would lose the most ultimately because of its heavy dependence on European trade. But there's also going to be damage to Europe because of its heavy reliance on Russian gas, among other things. Germany alone gets about a third of its gas from Russia and has some 6,000 companies that do trade with the country to the tune of $100 million annually or more.
Oh, so those relationships are very important, not just for Russia, but for Europe as well, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, there have been conversations going on, I mean, between Russia and the United States, between Europeans and the Kremlin. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone yesterday. I mean, are there any signs that there's some places where they can agree in this standoff?
Well, according to Merkel's spokesman, there actually was a small area of agreement yesterday in what otherwise was a very dismal conversation, if you will. The chancellor was calling for more international observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, as it's more commonly referred to, and having those international observers sent to eastern Ukraine. And according to her spokesman, apparently that is something that Putin was in favor of, President Putin was in favor of. And so that is something that could be decided as early as today. And Germany's foreign minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, said a short time ago that those observers need to go now and not next week or the week thereafter, because there are fears in Europe that it'll be too late.
And just really briefly, Soraya, I mean, it sounded like from what Eleanor was saying, some very tough language from Ukraine's government talking about having their military ready. There's been this talk of sanctions from European countries, but nothing about any sort of military action up until this point.
Yeah, they're very reluctant about that here. Certainly in Germany, they just do not want military action. And in fact, many Europeans are still against sanctions. So that's a very delicate line that officials here need to tread. I don't foresee any military action being called for from Europe in the foreseeable future.
All right. We've been talking to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, who is speaking to us from Berlin. And you'll hear more of our reporting on Ukraine in the days ahead.